entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hi, my name is Ken, and I know you're not used to listening to podcasts that start off with an Australian kid, a song, and then a whole theme song after that. But this isn't any other show. This is the DJ New Style show, so you'll have to get used to it. So enjoy Justin, enjoy the song, enjoy the theme song, and then enjoy me and Frank talking about whatever we want for a few hours. Thank you very much. And fuck you.
This is Justin from Australia. When I'm out wrestling crocodiles and punching the fuck out of kangaroos, I'm listening to the DJ New Style show.
Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
You guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
No. No. No.
Yeah.
Hey, Donna! Have you shot the coffee yet?
Oh, snap!
Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be, and the only podcast introduced by a lovely bunch of chaps from Germany. They set themselves ablaze and play romantic tunes. Who are they? You guessed it. Rammstein! Okay, enough Rammstein. Oh, how's everybody doing? Another week gone by. But thank you for spending your Tuesday night with me. And not only me, not just me, as usual, as per the norm, your bald friend and mine, ladies and gentlemen, Frank the Germ Freak. How you doing, Frank?
Living
in a fish eye lens. Living in a fish eye lens. See, a lot of people don't realize that that is the actual lyric. It is not living in the fish islands.
Living like in the fish islands.
Like Ed McGrath, that dumb fuck probably thinks it is.
Ed McGrath, by the way, took out his lighter and his jean jacket from 1986 and just typed into the chat room, Neil Peart is God.
Oh, God, help
you
me.
Fucking... He just desperately wants to be in an earth science class at 40 years old.
No doubt.
Just
no
carving
doubt.
Band logos into his leather of his backpack.
But I asked DJ Newstyle, I'd like to ask you, were you aware of the correct lyric?
No. That's why I didn't mime the words? I didn't do the dub to this because I didn't really know the words. This is a song that I'll hear while my XM is out, or while I'm listening to a CD and get tired of it and I have to switch back to classic rock, or I'm repairing and renovating my home, and the only station that comes in will play 40 songs, of which this is two of them. It'll play this fucking two times per every 40 songs, and that's the only time I hear it, Frank. I don't know the words.
I was a big Rush fan back in 83 and 84 when
surprise.
You were still on your mama's breast. And
you really think I was at my mom's breast when I was 4 years old?
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm sorry. Because you were doesn't mean that every male was sucking a motherly teat.
But let me tell you a little bit about
days before kindergarten, like you.
Rush had a song called Subdivisions. I believe it was on the Signals album. And I used to have a boom box back in the day. At my swim club, the Ashbrook Swim Club.
Hold on, I'm sorry. Hello? Are you saying that you were in a swim club?
Yeah.
Oh. What did you do at this swim club besides try to cement your position as the cool hip kid blasting Rush while people are doing laps getting ready for some fucking meet?
Well, let me tell you a little bit about it, if I may.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's now defunct. It's no longer there. It's now a housing development. But it was Ashbrook Swim Club in Edison, New Jersey, on Featherbed Lane.
Wow, it's very, very specific for something that doesn't exist anymore. The only reason I could think that you would give the actual address is because you're desperately hoping for a, I was there too, in the chat room. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, whatever. But listen to me. So I used to have my – back in the day, I had the boom box going. And believe me, it was one of those boom boxes that wasn't even digital. It was a non-digital one.
Reel to reel?
Whatever.
Yeah.
But I would walk around with that thing at the swim club think who the hell I was, you know? And it was at that point in time where I started getting hair on my legs. So what I would do is I would wear I was embarrassed of the hair on my legs. So I would wear real long shorts and real high socks so that only my kneecap showed.
So you would wear like the modern day Olympic swim outfit where the legs are completely covered?
Yes.
Hmm. See, why were you ashamed of having leg hair as a boy?
Because I developed very early. I had hair on my legs in sixth grade. You probably didn't even have dick hair in sixth grade.
You see what this is, ladies and gentlemen. What I'd like to point out is that was a passive way of Frank asking me to describe my sixth grade dick to him. What Frank just employed there was a very, very child molester-like tactic to get hot, what he thinks is hot information out of a target. Just to, you know, not that I want to talk about sex or anything crazy like that. And then they're supposed to go, no, it's okay. We can talk about it.
No, no, no.
Let's talk about it on the way to my puppy.
No, no. I started getting hit. You know, I don't want to get too graphic because I know we have young children listening.
I'm sure we do.
But I developed quite early. And by the summer after sixth grade, I had full hair on my legs. And I was the only one. And I was very embarrassed by it. And that's why now the fucking hair is almost falling off of my leg.
And how old are you now, by the way?
I'm 39 years
You're
of age.
You're closing in on 40, and you still can't pronounce L-E-G. It's not legs, for fuck's sake. Leg. That's all.
The way I see it, my friend. It's the way I was raised.
You were raised not right. So anyway, Frank, that's the story for your intro. That's why you picked it. That's something that harkened back to your days as a swimmer.
Yes, I would have a boom box with a Rush sticker on it.
With your fucking sweater legs. What was that?
It was a combination of a laugh and a hoo.
I don't understand why you would do that, though.
It's just a little thing I have. There's no need to...
You have, like, a disorder?
There's no need to press on.
I'm sorry, Frank. I'm just... I'm very nitpicky.
I hear you snapping a beverage open. Would you just tell us what you're drinking?
I have a Miller Lite in a can. We desperately need to class this fucking show up, Frank. We need to do something to class ourselves up. I'm drinking Miller Lite. You're drinking your own phlegm and other fucking bodily fluids and diet sodas and all that. Maybe we need to class up our act. Get a nice fucking snifter of something. I don't know. Roll some brandy in a glass as we spew this terrible, just uninteresting garbage to the general public. But Frank, I don't know. For now, I'm drinking a beer, and I'm hoping that it'll soothe the skull pounding headache that I have.
Oh, really?
I didn't have a headache all day. I have a fucking headache that is one notch below Poison band member. It is fucking just destroying my head.
Are you? Is that a dig at the great Bret Michaels?
It's more of a reference than a dig. I mean, the man, you know, he complained of excruciating headaches, and then he was destined for death, and now he's going to come out unscathed.
I'll tell you what.
What?
You say what you want. He's kicking ass on The Apprentice.
You know what, Frank? I got to say, I you don't know me as someone to watch The Apprentice, right? Whenever you bring it up, do I ever give a shit? Do I?
No.
Yeah, you should be a little quicker with the no. That I'm trying to really fucking underscore a point that I don't watch this. I don't watch it. But now that Bret Michaels had whatever he had, I paid a little more attention to the show.
Oh, so you did watch
it. I did watch half an episode. No, it's not applause. No applause, please. No applause. And I watched about half an episode. And, I mean, what is kicking ass on The Apprentice? I don't know. You say he's doing well. How can you measure doing well?
Because he's not getting fired. He's one of the few people left.
Great. So the 65-year-old woman I work with that plays solitaire all day is doing great at her job because she's not fired yet.
He's been PM, and every time he's been PM, I believe he's won. PM is project manager, in case you weren't aware.
Oh, okay. So he went, was he the project manager, I guess, when they did this latest challenge, which was a radio commercial or something?
Yes, he was.
Okay.
Yes, he was.
See, I noticed that they went into to come up with some ideas. And then I just fucking tuned out. I literally saw half an episode. I saw 10 minutes of an episode. And it was completely uninteresting and terrible. And I don't know how anybody could sit there and watch it. I was listening to The Awful Hour, and he had it fucking just illustrated this great point where he said, we're in a fucking day and age where a job is a prize. It used to just be a given that you worked, that you had a job and you did well at it. But now everything is so fucked up that the sentiment is you're lucky to be employed. That's what it is. And I can't fucking watch a game show where the prize is something that everybody wants a game show prize to get out of. They go on The Millionaire's like, oh, I'm going to pay off my house. I'm going to go fucking live in the woods. They get this sum of money and they don't have to work anymore. But no, with this, you get to work. And for an asshole who's going to fire you and his projects are going to go are fucking bankrupt every other time he does something. So what's the fucking appeal? What is the fucking draw to this show, Frank?
It's for the charity. The celebrities like to win for their charity.
Do they not do a regular apprentice anymore?
I don't think they – no, they don't. They haven't done a regular apprentice in years.
They just do the Celebrity Apprentice now.
And there's only one – unlike Survivor where they do two seasons per year, Apprentice is only one time per year. That's why it's so good when it comes on. You want to ask for more.
Survivor's fucking terrible. But The Apprentice is even worse because I haven't watched it. But I'm assuming that they know it's ending because now they're bringing out more and more of his fucking sneering children. Like, this is so-and-so Trump. And he's a graduate of whatever university.
I want to talk about that. Eric Trump is the third child of Mr. Trump. Donald Trump has five children. And Eric, they brought out Eric. And I got to be honest with you, he looked a little, dare I say, mentally challenged.
Oh, you think he's got a mental...
His face looked a little spazzy to me.
A little spazzy. Now, how could you say that you look at his face and he seems a little spazzy?
It just looks a little crooked. looks a little crooked.
Yeah.
You know, okay. I wonder if they're given lines, if those kids are given lines on what to say.
The whole fucking thing is a bunch of lines. Do you think it's all just brilliant dialogue? None of it is, anyway. So, I mean, it could very well be unscripted, but by and large, these reality shows are scripted. It's not like, I mean, like they everything they're going to say, they know what they're going to say. Everything that's going to happen, they know what the fuck's going to happen. None of it's real anymore.
You could tell when Trump is talking. You could tell, like, when he's in the boardroom, a lot of times if they take the camera off of him, you could tell that was a dub. They dubbed his voice in there because it doesn't match up with the original voice.
I can't look at his fucking deflated porcupine head. I can't fucking look at it. That's why I don't watch it.
That's original.
It's hideous. Oh, I'm sorry. Who has ever called him a deflated porcupine? I'm sorry, Frank. You would never hear that because you're too busy lapping at his fucking dumb ball sack, praying that you could be on the show and fucking get a job. You desperately... I bet you when you watch these fucking shows, you picture yourself in the boardroom, don't you? I want to give a shout to Kremling.
No, I don't.
And Kremling in the... yeah, I know, Kremling. We're going to get to that in a second.
What's that now?
Yeah, it's something else. But, Frank, when you watch these shows, you love the reality shows, and I can only picture you sitting on a couch, biting your nails, and wondering, what would I do if I was in that situation? What if I was at the tribal council? What would you do, Frank?
Actually, you couldn't be further from
so you truly just enjoy watching people.
I just enjoy it. I would never be able to survive.
I would love to watch you on that show, because I know you would either be out on the first episode, or you would be fucking drawn into a froth, a crazed froth. Just potentially attacking everybody. I don't know, Frank. But we're talking about likenesses and all, and celebrities and what I've been cursed with today, Frank. And I don't know if you've seen this. Well, if you've even heard about this story, I don't even know, because that's iffy, and this is sad because the Times Square had a car bomb that was discovered, and I don't know are you aware of this, Frank? At this point,
I was aware of it when it happened.
Okay, good. So this is an actual event that you're aware of.
Yes.
Who played in the Super Bowl? You have no idea. Any event other than a major disaster with the potential of death, you have no idea. But because people were in danger, you're now aware of this. Everybody is at this point. But it just came out that they found the guy who put the car bomb in place. And it's been a day for me. It's been a day getting Facebook messages, getting emails, just fucking forwarded tweets of a link to a picture of this guy, Frank. And everybody's making some kind of joke or some kind of observation. Hey, that looks a lot like you. And I'm like, okay, fuck you guys. I click on it and I'm like, holy shit, it really does. It really does. Now, Frank, you're a bald man, so a lot of people compare you to other bald people and say, that looks exactly like you, and usually
it's not. Yeah, all bald people look the same.
Yeah, right? Well, I've never really been compared to other people. I mean, occasionally, I think fucking Jeff from The What Show posted a picture of Gideon Yago and thought that I looked like him. I didn't think I looked like him. It just happened he had a shitty beard like I do. Well, when I saw this, Frank, I've never really had one where I was convinced, like... If you rotate the eyes slightly and make the eyebrows longer in Photoshop, you basically have one of my pictures. This guy looks fucking exactly like... Have you seen his picture yet, Frank?
I saw it, and I, to be honest with you, I don't think it looks like you.
Thank you. You know what? Oh, thank you very much. Because everybody's really saying this. Kremling just posted tried to post the link in the room here, saying it was my long-lost brother, asking me how quickly I was so able to get out of jail so quickly. It's fucking 98% me, the look. I'm just not as sandy. He is a little bit sandier than I.
Wow. Wow.
I'm sorry, what? Wow, what?
That comment you just made was quite offensive.
How is that offensive? Explain how that's offensive, Frank.
I'd rather not, but I know
you'd rather
that
not
you
explain.
It.
You just basically accused me of being offensive. And
well,
you'd rather not explain why.
Because that's, you know what, it's not my nature to discuss items like this, so I'd rather not say anything, but so, the people listening...
So let me try and say it for you. You think when I'm saying sandier, that I'm being racist?
I don't think you should describe an individual like that. That's all.
Like what?
That's all I'll say.
Like the color sand? He looks like the color sand, and he happens to probably be from a country that's predominantly sand. So what the fuck is so offensive?
All right, why don't you calm down?
Why don't you calm down? I'm not the one fucking accusing you of anything. You hear a fucking adjective, and you think I'm a fucking racist.
Forgive me. I never called you a racist, my friend.
You said it was offensive, and you didn't want to talk about these things, Frank.
All right. Let's move on.
Yeah,
I apologize.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah, go screw.
No. I demand a sincere apology. I want you to sincerely apologize to me right now.
My apology is go fuck yourself.
No, sincerely, and you have to say, Ken, I was wrong.
Never.
Say, Ken, I'm a bald asshole who doesn't know anything. And
you're an asshole.
And my shoes smell very, very bad.
Oh, and should we talk about that? Or is it? Are you? Still
I mean, we talk about it every week. What's the?
Right, well,
what's new?
After years of searching and researching and trying to discover the exact scent of my footwear.
No way.
I have concluded that I figured out what it is.
So you know now what the best way to describe the smell of your terrible feet?
Yes.
You can.
So anybody out there who wants to know what they smell like, no, please, I want to respond. It's not my feet. It's my sneakers. Remember that.
It's coming from your fucking feet. If you left the sneakers in the stock room, they're not going to smell like that. So what is doing it, Frank? It's your fucking feet. Maybe you have rotten socks. I don't know. Maybe you like to go and... your fake laugh, by the way, is the number one complaint about this show. I want to say. Since you don't read a lot of the comments to the people, right? The fake laugh, number one thing that comes up.
Apologies.
Second is your smelly feet, which is odd because this is an audio platform. So your fucking feet transcends to the ears. So go ahead, Frank. You've discovered how best to describe it.
Smells like the garlic and herb variety of Alouette cheese spread.
So, yeah, I'll applaud. Alouette cheese spread. It's specifically Alouette.
It's Alouette cheese spread.
I can't get like a Sabra hummus or something.
It's got to be Alouette.
It has to be Alouette.
I don't want to harp on this, but just in case anybody wants to know,
so you
go
can
to
actually.
Store.
This is interesting because now you can play along at home. Just take a shitty white nurse shoe and smear Alouette garlic and herb. Is the variety, Frank? Just
correct.
Smear that all over the tongue and laces, and just stick your nose in it, and you'll be doing what Frank's kids do, and what I've fucking done, and what Donna's done, and Barb. We have all sniffed the shoe because we couldn't possibly imagine death could be so concentrated in one sneaker. But we were all proven wrong. So, Alouette cheese. Is there anywhere that people can order it? Is this a national product, Frank, or?
It's a national product, yes. You can find it on Googles.
Okay, on Googles, plural, huh? Okay. So, Alouette cheese, garlic and herb. Very good. Your feet are rotten, and you're so proud of it that now you're encouraging people to simulate the terrible odor in their own homes. If you do that, by the way... If you do buy Alouette cheese and put it on a sneaker, you have to record it and send it to us, whether it's a YouTube link or whatever, and record yourself doing it and just mention that Frank's feet are terrible. I would love to see it, and I think it would really take Frank down a peg. I think that would be great. Daftbot, which is Kent the movie guy, he is saying he'll do it this week. So we'll see. I think a lot of people are very, very turned off at the fact that they're putting party dip on their fucking footwear, but, you know, you seem to be all about it. Now, Frank, if you put Alouette cheese on your existing smelly sneaker, will the fucking universe collapse around your office?
I don't know. Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. I have a fucking headache, as I said before, when I decided to bring Bret Michaels down for no reason. Anyway. And it's a lot of things, Frank. It's work. It's my car. You know, I get in the car. I hit the power locks. My side works. Passenger side does not work. It's just a fucking, it's a mess. It's a fuck, it just happens every 6 months. I don't know if it's a fuse or whatever, but I think that it should last longer than fucking 6 months. I don't know shit about cars, but it's just fucking, you know, more shit to fucking break. More shit to break. And, I don't know, Frank. Your car seems to be holding up, though. What year is your car? You have a Mercury Sable?
I have a 2001 Mercury Sable.
I can't believe your car lasted this long.
I have 130,000 miles on it. It's the only car that I ever bought new.
Oh, okay.
That's incorrect. My wife has a Honda Odyssey that's what was new too. But it's 2001.
And you love that car.
The Mercury Sable?
It's been holding up. I mean, you mistreated it.
No, the door panel, the door's falling off, and I'm having, first of all, the air conditioner doesn't work anymore. It's all heat coming out, and the my driver's side door's falling off.
So you get nothing but heat, so have you been, you've turned it off, or you're just letting the heat blow, hoping that the air conditioning comes back?
That is what I was doing for all day yesterday, but it never came back.
So you've been blowing heat on yourself in 85 to 90 degree weather.
Right.
Yeah.
And now,
said the door panel, the door is falling?
The door panel is falling off, and it's annoying. So it kept on, you know, falling onto my elbow or my arm. And
when you say the door panel, what like where the handle is,
the inside of the door.
Oh, where there's usually like a storage thing or a speaker or something like that.
Or like there's usually like a material or something over there.
Okay, so the material's coming loose.
It's coming loose.
You can get that fixed.
And
just get it fixed. Go take it tomorrow. Get it fixed.
It was annoying me, so I just ripped the whole thing off and I just put it in the back seat. It gets to the point where it's just too annoying to deal with. And if I can't use masking tape to fix it, there's no point.
So you just
the problem.
You
with
just
me
tore
is,
it to shreds and just fucking.
The problem
it in the back
with
seat.
Me is I cannot because I don't know how to fix anything. If I buy something and it breaks, I'm screwed. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I buy something and it breaks, I'm screwed. I have to buy a new one because I don't know how to fix anything.
You do. You do have like 16 computers just piled up.
No, you're exaggerating. I have about 8 computers.
Well,
in my crawl space.
Well, yeah. The thing is, you would get like a virus or they'd slow down, so you didn't know what to do. So you just buy a new one and start over.
I just buy a new one. Start over.
And then you decided to shift the burden of repairing all your stuff to somebody else. And now
to you.
Yeah, to me. And I've stopped doing it. And now you'll...
No, you stopped doing it because I haven't asked you for it.
I stopped doing it, so you had to buy new computers. Do you remember? I refused to fix...
No, those computers were dead. They were dead.
Anyway. The point is, you have all this shit that just stopped working. So rather than get it fixed or repair it, because you don't know how, you buy it. Completely brand new all over again.
Right. And it could very well be fixed.
What's something that, like, give me another example. Like, do you even own a lawnmower? Do you own a lawnmower?
I own 6 lawnmowers and none of them work. I had to keep buying a new one. Yes, they're on my shed. But at the 6th one, I said, this is bullshit. I'm not going to deal with this anymore. So now I just have somebody cut the lawn. Because I
you know how irrational it is to own 6 lawnmowers and not live on a fucking 100-acre farm?
They're John Deere lawnmowers.
I understand. I understand. Typically, you need one for the size yard you have. One lawnmower. It's not you're not trimming the game, trimming the field before the Super Bowl. You don't need to get the job done quickly. You just go ahead, zip, 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 and you're fucking done. And you have 6 only because I guess they stopped working or something?
Yeah.
I guess they run out of gas and you didn't know what to do.
No, I could deal with the gas. It's when it starts leaking oil, I don't know what to do. And this is not – this is during the course of –
You take it and you get it repaired.
I tried that and the guy fucked it. He couldn't repair it. He made it worse. Listen,
who did you take it to? You take it to a fucking repairman, not some guy who's like, I guess I've used them.
This guy had he fixed lawnmowers, and he always has lawnmowers in front of his house for sale, so I figured he could fix them.
Hold on. Don't you get that? He always has lawnmowers in front of his house for sale. You have six lawnmowers. Why don't you just put the broken lawnmowers at the front of your driveway, put them for sale. People will bring their broken lawnmowers to you to repair, fuck them up. They won't say anything because they're like you. And then you have another lawnmower to sell.
Now, I want people to realize that...
Are you sleepy? Are you sleepy, Frank? Do you need a lullaby song? I heard you yawning.
Yeah.
What do you want people to realize?
That this, you know, this is going back to 1997. This isn't like the last. I mean,
I understand.
It may seem like a lot, but it's 13 years.
Yeah, but so really a lawnmower, you know, over 13 years, you've had six.
Yeah, so that's not that much.
You're getting just over 2 years per lawnmower. That
right.
is fucking terrible. A lawnmower is not cheap. I know because I have a lawnmower that I'm using now, Frank, at my house on my lawn. I've cut it three times at this point.
And you see, you're at that stage where you're the new homeowner, so you're all gung-ho
not
and
anymore.
Excited about cutting a lawn.
Not anymore, Frank. The first cut, I'm like, oh, this is great. Let me just get the feel for this. You know, you try and get the perimeter real smooth. For some reason, I kind of want to have a pattern. I want it to look nice. And I still do, even though I'm fucking done with my desire to cut it because it's all mine. I look out, all this that I see up until that fence and that fence is mine. And that's faded. But I still want a nice pattern. So I go around the perimeter, two widths of the lawnmower, and then I start doing rows up and rows back, and it starts to look very, very nice. And now I'm going cross cut. I'm going at 45-degree angles. I'm just really trying to get it to look right. And we had and I had finished the best I've ever done. No overlapping. It looked like a fucking infield in the major leagues. It was, you know, the pattern on it. Obviously not as well kept, but it looked fucking fantastic. We had furniture delivered. And I'm sitting in my in our living room looking out of the window at the front lawn, just admiring the grass. The guy comes up with the paper. We sign the paper. And he's like, okay, I'll bring it in. I'm like, oh, here, have some water. You know, I offer the guy some water. And he's, oh, thank you very much. Thank you. I'm like, put it on the blanket so that you don't scratch up the floors. And he's like, oh, okay, no problem, no problem. He carries all the stuff in from the truck. And then there's one big armoire. How do you say that word, Frank?
Armoire.
I call it a standy closet. So I had a big standy closet.
I call it Alex Webb's closet. That's just an inside joke.
Alex Webb's bedroom. I sleep in an armoire. So he had that, and it was very big, so he had to use a hand cart. Now, the way my front yard is configured, I have a driveway, and I have a little walk up to two steps. So you would think, you see the nice grass, you see the fucking path, you go up the driveway, you go up the path, and you turn it around on the path, and then you bring it in. Now, Frank, do you think that's how he did it? Do you think that's how this fucking asshole brought the goddamn Alex Webb's closet into the goddamn home? Of course not! He takes it, goes right over the fucking grass, got perpendicular to the fucking lines, and then he swivels it a little bit. I got a little crooked fucking Spandy Man spine column twist in it. Just over the... No fucking regard for it. I'm looking at it dumbfounded. What the fuck? My fucking grass. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, there's nothing
you can
fucking
do. You didn't say shit to the guy.
I said, my grass! What are you doing? Oh, it was just so heavy. You know.
You actually said that to him, my grass?
Yes, my grass! What are you doing to my grass? Because I didn't notice it right away. I was getting a drink. I come out. He's halfway on the lawn. And I've got two deep rills carved into the front lawn. Rills from this huge box of furniture on the dolly. Just carving into my fucking front lawn. I don't know what this feels like, Frank. I've never had this unfortunate experience. But I would imagine that's what rape feels like. Rape is having a nice lawn run over by a heavy box pushed by Spaniards. That is what rape is.
The people who cut my lawn do a horrible job because they use like one of these big things that they actually stand on. They stand on the back of it on this little foot plate.
They look fucking fun though. Don't they look fun?
It looks a lot of fun. But the problem is because you know if the grass is muddy or whatnot, it streaks the fucking tires all over the driveway. So now I have mud all over the goddamn driveway.
Well, that's not a big problem. That goes away. Do you understand? I have at least for the next 2 weeks, I'll have fucking.
Why don't you take a picture of it so we could laugh?
I'll have gutters in my fucking front yard. Yeah, you know, I'll do that. As long as you take a picture of your fucking bare bones car door and post that. So now, I'm mowing the lawn. That was a week ago. This weekend I mowed the lawn, and another fucking debacle. Now I'm new in the neighborhood. I don't really know anybody. Some guy, the neighbor to the left of me, shoveled my driveway. The guy across the street lent me like something, and we talked there. But I didn't know who was on the right side. Oh my God! I'm so sorry. Listen, I don't mean to be attractive. I don't mean it. Just apparently I look like a terrorist. That's fucking great. My ego is about as bruised as Chris Brown's fucking dates. Just fucking bruised and bleeding. So I go and I'm mowing the lawn, and now I see activity at that house, Frank. I don't know them. This is the first time I'm meeting them. So I stop the mower, and I initiate conversation with them. I just see a head popping up behind a hot tub. He's working on some kind of contraption. I just see his head and his hands with a hammer and a saw or something like that. I said, "Oh, hey, how are you? I'm so-and-so, blah, blah, blah." He stands up. He's completely shirtless and fucking sweating. And now, Frank, you will know this in terms of Seinfeld. I discover that this man is a close talker. Oh, and I feel fucking sweat beads shaking off of him and hitting me and shit. So I'm backing up. I'm like, "Oh, yeah, okay, well, you know, don't let me keep you. Don't let me keep you from what you're doing." No, it's okay. You know, tearing down that thing, it smells a whole lot better over there now. Just what I want to fucking hear. Right next to my fence, apparently there was a huge fucking terrible construction that stunk like shit and mildew. But at least it's gone. It smells a whole lot better there now. He's like, "Yeah, you know." I'm like, "Oh, that's terrible." He goes, "Yeah, you know, that hot tub's bad too. I'm going to have to cut that in a few parts because the mice got in it and chewed all the tubing. And I found dead mice in the engine, and it just froze over. It's just a big mess. There's a lot of dead mice." And I heard mice 10 times. And every time he said it, it sounded like, "Mice, mice, 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 mice." It just fucking resonated with me, and now I had a vision of me having an exterminator come over and put wire mesh in holes and shit, just like you had. And I've decided that I need to get a fucking cat. I need to get a cat and just let him run wild in the neighborhood. I will have an outside cat, and he will kill everything that is near my house. And also, Frank, the whole gist of this, me being nice, trying to meet the neighbor, I find out that's the guy doesn't even live there. He's their cousin, and he's there working on the fucking thing. So I didn't have to be nice.
It was a total waste. It was a waste of nicety.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And my meter's running a little low because from that house, now that I'm talking to this person who's doing it, the little kid, they have a little boy that lives at the house. He now feels like it's okay to just get in my fucking way now. He has a whole fenced-in backyard. He could play in there. He comes out. He's playing in the front yard. I'm like, okay, he's playing in his own yard, whatever. I'm mowing the lawn. I'm going back and forth. Standing in my fucking, in the way of my mower. Standing there. Wait, I wait. I make the hand motion. Okay. Like you're letting someone go when you drive. Okay, come on. He moves.
And you have to do it gently because you don't want his parents to see you like yelling at him.
That's the point. That's the huge fucking dilemma with these kids.
How are you with children in general?
Related children, fantastic. With strange children, just I don't want any part of it. I don't want to interact with them. I don't want to be that I don't even want to be kind or mean. I want to be completely neutral, stone-faced. Let them know that I don't approve of you standing in front of this mower as I'm trying to do my fucking yard work. And I certainly don't approve of you grabbing handfuls from your fucking sandbox, walking over and dropping them on my fucking lawn that I'm mowing. I don't appreciate that one fucking bit. And could you shut your fucking gate so your two little yapping shit mutts don't fucking crap on my new welcome mat? I would love that. I would love that. That would be the ultimate gift to your new neighbor. your new neighbor, who, by the way, is doing his best to improve the house. I'm already a step above the previous neighbors, who obviously didn't give a fuck about how the house looked, smelled, or was received by appraisers. So I'm doing my best here. I'm trying to ignore the kid. At one point, I had to go, "Hey!" And I caught me. I better not say anything to this kid. Just make motions and stare him down. And all of a sudden, the kid goes back to his yard. And I think I won. Until he starts screaming, and runs across my fucking yard to the sidewalk where I guess his brother, cousin, whoever, is on a bike. And now they're talking. And what do you think happens next, Frank? What the fuck do you think happens next?
I can't wait to hear.
Spanish people and my lawn and things with wheels. I don't know what the fuck it is. Kid with the bike takes the bike and out on the sidewalk up to his driveway into the house over the fucking grass. That's three rills.
Wow.
Three gullies.
And were you just biting your tongue the whole time?
Yeah, because I can't. You can't say shit to kids. You just can't. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who is this?
This is Jeff from Long Island.
Jeff from Long Island. You sound very familiar. What's going on, Jeff?
If you have any problems with kids, I would recommend looking up a good friend of mine by the name of Wally Coochie Plug. He drives an extremely large truck, and while he was doing a K-turn, he was inconveniencing one of the local neighborhood kids who said something to the effect of, "Oh, come on, man, can't you go any faster?" To which he responded, "Yeah, if you get the fuck out of here."
Well, in that case, I completely agree. If they're smart-mouthing you, I completely agree. And Wally is a hero after hearing that. Wally is now a hero of mine.
I'm so glad, Ken, that now you're starting to experience the day-to-day obnoxiousness of being a homeowner, dealing with neighbors and their children.
Yeah, I've come up with a solution, Jeff. I'm going to under the blades of grass in my lawn, I'm going to lay a network of fucking 1-inch spikes. I've decided that I have to just have metal spikes that'll pierce feet.
No, because then they'll complain to the town about your spikes.
Hey, love it or leave it. Love it or leave it. This is Spike Town, buddy. This right here, this property is Spikeville. Don't set foot on it, lest you want tetanus.
My neighbor, my brother had the audacity to park on the street in front of my neighbor's house. Now my neighbor can't park in his own driveway because he decided to park a 25-year-old BMW and a broken hot dog stand in his parking lot. So he uses the street where I would otherwise park or one of my guests. And he came home and he said something to the effect of, I can't even fucking park in one of my own fucking spots anymore. So my brother's like, "I'm sorry, man. I was just fixing a scratch in my car. He was, you know, doing some waxing." And he turns to my brother and he's like, "I'm so fucking glad when the fucking lot of you are out of here."
I don't understand this, Jeff. What kind of animals do you live by? I mean, really, what are these animals?
I'm not getting to it. Needless to say, I live next to a weakling Ginzo who is all talk around men, but won't step up to my wife when she gives him the least bit of lip. Across the street is a meth head. Cops are there constantly. Hmm. There's a guy down the street who absolutely will watch me from the front door as I walk my dog, his eyes following my every motion to make sure that I pick up the shit. It's just, I fucking hate neighbors.
Well, you gotta pick up the shit. You have to. But the thing is, at least having asshole neighbors isn't as bad as having asshole neighbors with Long Island accents. That's the thing. That's what I take away from your little story. I can't fucking wait until the lot of yous is out of here. Just the
fucking
worst.
Fucking asshole. This is the guy, by the way, who threatened to poison my dog if I should ever happen to bring it by his lawn ever again.
Did you bring it by his lawn ever again?
We share lawns!
He just took your lawn. That's what
there's
he
no
did.
Way I could make. There's no like. There's no fence. There's no boundary. My lawn and his lawn are the same lawn. You know, you live next to people, and you assume they're going to be there for an extended period of time. At least give them the fucking, you know, benefit of the doubt, the patience, the tolerance to learn to live with somebody rather than to make it a fucking uncomfortable situation.
Well, how many times did you let your dog shit on his lawn?
Very rarely. I mean, my wife will joke about it, but I take it to the end of the street where there's a little clearing where he can shit and, you know, and run around and stuff. But, you know, the other people in my neighborhood let
and
their
you just
dogs
leave it
run
there?
Willy-nilly
you just leave it there?
Leash.
You just...
Yes, it's like parkland. And
you pick
you know,
up the shit. Be a fucking human.
Everyone else sees their shit. I don't care. You know, as long as it's not on someone's property, I don't care. You know, the ants will eat it up or whatever. But the neighbors, other neighbors with dogs will run around with their dogs, and their dogs will shit all over people's houses. And then they'll look to me like it's my fault. I'm like, that dog is this, that shit is the side of a fucking catcher's glove. You think my little dog can produce shits of that size? It's just basic science.
He might think it's you. And just trying to get the point across gently by mentioning
he accused
the dogs.
Me. He accused me of putting a dead mouse on his porch. We have neighborhood cats. I'm like, do you actually think that I caught a mouse myself and in an act of vengeance place it on your front porch as a warning, you fucking psycho?
Or maybe you just did it for a nice saucer of milk. I don't
to
know.
Show you how much I appreciate you as a neighbor?
Yes, exactly. It's a gift.
A gift offering? Anyway, Ken, I wish you the best of luck with your home, but, you know, watch it with these neighbors, man. They really take advantage of you if you give them an inch.
I will not give them an inch. I will not. They have to earn the inch. Anyway, thank
you're
you
You're not a friend later.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Ken, yeah. Is this the month... I mean, is this the month?
I can't make any promises, Frank, but I'll say that we're really shooting for as soon as possible. How about that? Unlike you, I won't make promises I'm not 100% sure I can keep. You know what I'm referring to, Frank? 20 by 40? The thing we've been doing for the last 12 weeks?
Is it 10 o'clock already? It's 11 o'clock already?
No, it's not. But I'm just kind of setting it up there, Frank. Setting it up. Promises that... You generally haven't kept. I hope that you have been living
oh,
up
so
to
sexy.
It. Excuse me, what did you just say?
No, I just burped
it
up.
Did you just steal something that I did? You fucking thief. No, I don't think I'm not taking notice talking to a fucking sign. Yeah. Frank, you know what? I'm sorry. I went off about this whole neighbor thing and my headache, and I'm getting very selfish here, but I didn't even ask you how your weekend went. I hope you had a good one. Although, from your tweets, I'm pretty sure you didn't. Twitter.com/TheGermFreak.
Oh, give it to
Whoa!
Me, baby!
Yeah. So anyway, Twitter.com/TheGermFreak. Frank, you had some very frantic tweets. What
yes.
the fuck happened this weekend?
I had people over my house. And listen, Donna, if you're listening, I apologize.
Oh, no.
But your family's not listening to this, so what difference does it make?
Oh, no.
I had people over my house who I despise...
Now, is this you mentioned Donna, so is this a member of Donna's family?
Yes, her. I hope to God she doesn't get mad that I'm talking about this.
Now,
if you're mad that I'm talking about this, then send me a text.
Turn your phone off. here we go.
Listen, my daughter made her communion this weekend.
Okay, so your daughter made the communion.
So we had people over my house, and I don't know if you remember, but the last time I had dealt with these people was almost in a physical confrontation.
Well, I don't remember because you haven't said who they are yet.
It's her sister and her family.
So she has two sisters, correct?
Yes.
One is good.
And one is evil.
And one is evil. And I'm assuming that this is not the good sister that's over there.
Correct.
And you're saying that you had an altercation with them the last time? Can you jog our memory a little bit, please?
Back in the summer of 2008, we went to Lake George, New York, and we had some type of altercation.
Oh, this is where you splashed her daughter in the face with water and seaweed.
No, no, no. No, no, it's way too difficult to get involved with, and I really don't want to get involved. Let's just say that we don't get along.
You don't get along because you you got slapped, and there was a ceiling fan, and all kinds of things going on. So you had an actual physical altercation.
Yes.
And now you haven't seen each other. You haven't seen her in how long?
I haven't seen her since the summer of 2008.
Wow. So Donna hasn't seen her sister since then.
No, she's seen her. She's seen her.
Okay, but she hasn't been over your house. Okay.
Well, I haven't seen her. So she had to come to my house because she's the kid's godmother.
So yeah, your kid is having a religious milestone. She's hitting that milestone, and now you should have the family there. So it's good that, you know, Donna asked you and you said, "You know what? Invite her." It's the right thing. Is that how it went down?
I had no choice in the matter. I was a prisoner in my own house. I was an outcast in my own house. I felt bad because I had my family over as well, but I couldn't stomach being in their presence. Oh, I hope Donna doesn't get mad that I'm talking about this.
Oh, just shut up.
Ah, go fuck off. Anyway, so, you know, and then, you know, they got a husband and two kids, and then the kid, the girl, brings a friend with her.
Oh,
what
man.
Nerve is that?
Hold on.
So she brings a friend.
To a family function, this girl, that her daughter, your sister-in-law's daughter, just brings a random friend?
Yes.
Does this friend live with them?
No, no, no.
Why would you do that?
I don't know, but it pissed me off.
I bet you it would.
Now she's eating my food. So, I don't work 18 hours a day to pay this friggin' friend to eat.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So it was very hectic, you know.
So you had a little bit of anxiety, too, I noticed. I'm gonna interlace some kind of some of your tweets, if you don't mind.
Easy with the – make sure you select them, you know. Don't, you know.
So should I not read the one that says one more hour until my house is filled with puss face pieces of shit?
It was puss face.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Puss face.
So they sit there with pusses on their face.
Yes.
And that's your tactic, and you're a little jealous that they're employing your own thing against you.
Yeah. So, you know what? I really don't.
So they come there. It's the whole family, kids and all.
I respect my wife. I don't really want to get. But all I'm saying is, it's imagine having six people in your house when you have like that are just not are ignoring you when you're ignoring them. And
so,
it's just a
so they're up. Situation. They're up in the upstairs. You probably finished up some work, went up there and had some food with them and buried the hatchet.
No, I didn't socialize with them, and unfortunately, I didn't get to socialize with my family because my family was socializing with them. You know,
how did you avoid everybody?
You just don't be where they're at. You know, I went to my basement. I spent 90% of the day in my basement.
So you hold up in the office, pretending to work.
I was in solitary confinement.
You know, as a kid, I would do that because I didn't want to see my parents' friends or something. So I would hide in a room, and then I realized, like, you know, I'm in this fucking room. There's nothing for me. There's no food. People are having cake upstairs. Oh God, excuse me. People are having cake upstairs, and I'm sticking to my principles, and I'm sitting in this room, and eventually I just fucking give up and come upstairs. You didn't do that at all?
Oh yeah, I mean, I did come up. I had to eat.
Oh, you know? So you ate with them?
No, I didn't eat with them. I ate, by myself. I didn't eat with them.
So six people came over to your house. You have a family of what, five?
So, I had my mother.
So, your mother was there. So more than 10 people are up there eating, and you're sitting by your fucking lonesome.
Yeah.
Where did you eat? Upstairs, or did you go back downstairs as soon as you got
I ate in the bathroom.
You ate in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Well, hold on. So I've been to your house. You have a kitchen and you have like a dining room. And I guess everybody went in the dining room.
Right.
Why don't you just sit in the kitchen?
No. They were outside. No, they were outside.
So why the fuck would you sit in the bathroom and eat?
Because it was the only place I knew that I wouldn't be bothered.
Yeah.
I wasn't dumping at the same time.
Yeah, but they probably was this your bathroom or the
public? No, this is my bathroom. This is not the public bathroom. Okay. It's my bathroom.
Okay, so it's all clean there.
Oh, of course.
Clean. Well, that's good. Nothing worse than eating in a bathroom, by the way.
Like, as have you ever done? You know, my son Lukey, he takes dumps and eats at the same time in the bathroom.
It's efficient. It is.
Have you ever done that before?
I have to believe that I've done it. I can't see a place for it in my current state, in where I am in life now. I can't picture eating a snack while shitting. I know I've definitely consumed a drink while peeing. You go to a bar or a party or something, you have your cup, just drink while pissing, you know? Free up as much room as possible. But eating, maybe while I was completely wrecked one night, but never consciously.
I can remember as a kid, I used to watch TV that I used to take a dump and leave the bathroom door open and put the TV on in the family room and watch TV while I was taking a dump.
I do that today. I do that to this very day. There is nothing better. Think about it. What do people do? They bring a book. They bring a magazine. Frank, you are watching your favorite show while shitting. That is far better than any magazine or book. I am all for that. Daftbot here. He says he watches Netflix on his iPad while he dumps because he is a very futuristic shitter. I just stick with the old boob tube, Frank. I crack the door a little bit. And you know what I've even done, Frank? I've done that when people are in the room with the TV. The way to do it, though, you don't want to just fling the door open and shit while people are watching the TV. You have to figure they're watching that TV, so they're probably not going to notice you, but they could have their eyes drawn to the bathroom door. So you crack it so slightly that you can see the TV and turn the lights off. So you're in perfect dark, and you're just staring into this lit room watching TV while you're shitting.
But you're shitting with the door open.
Slightly. Slightly.
Right, but there's lack of privacy if somebody comes in real quick and then...
But you're doing that. You're not doing this in a fucking classroom where people are, there's 40 people. There's maybe 5 people, and you're watching you have to shit during something where there's no commercial break, and you can't miss a minute. Like, I've done it during an episode of The Sopranos years ago. Okay, like, I'm like, oh my God, I have to shit, and I'm going to miss. But, you know, knowing The Sopranos, nothing fucking happened.
Right, so, and also, what you could have did was you could have paused it.
Well, I didn't have a DVR at the time. And I don't know. To me, I prefer the live TV. I feel like pausing it, like I've missed now. I've missed out on what has happened. With like sporting events and stuff, it really does lose its fucking charm. That's like the people who were able to tape the games and just not talk to people and then watch the game later. Like what the fuck? Who gives a shit? How could you be that into it? Just, you know, you missed it, big fucking deal. Don't miss it next time. Like, there are people that are now waiting for the Mayweather fight that was just on HBO. Like, it's fucking done. It's over with. Why would you do... who gives a fuck at this point? You either watched it wherever you could get it, or you missed it, and you saw the results. Watching it after the fact, I can't fucking do. But you can do that. You can just pause stuff. You can watch recorded live events. Do you ever do that or no?
No, not recorded. I wouldn't say live. I mean, I record some of my program, my apprentice I recorded.
So you were eating and shitting at the same time. Oh, don't let me keep you up, you fuck. Don't let me keep you up.
It's why don't we take a break? It's 10 o'clock.
I'm sorry, Frank. When we get back, don't think we're off this topic yet. Because you just said that you were eating a plate of food in the shitter.
I wasn't shitting at the same time.
But you were in the shitter where you normally shit. We'll be back. This is the DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. Frank, what is it? Hear Us Talk?
It's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Thank you.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
Hi, and thank you for listening to the DJ New Style Show, but I'd like to round up the Hear Us Talk lineup for you. Let's start off with Best in Show Radio, bestinshowradio.com. They're live 8 to 11 p.m. on hearustalk.com. Every Thursday night.
Yeah, it's going to be a nightmare.
The Hutch's blood pressure is even higher than mine.
Yeah.
Granted, I'm on medication lowering it, so it's like, whoa, dude, you probably should actually go to see a doctor and look into it. He's like, I don't have high blood pressure in my family. I'm like, okay, it's fine. It's fine.
Well, then you don't have high blood pressure.
The Awful Hour. TheAwfulHour.com. Twitter.com/TheAwfulHour. Every Wednesday at 9 p.m., you'll hear their latest episode.
You basically got to eat less than you normally would.
Yeah.
So if you're a person that technically should be eating like 2,000 calories a day, you're not. You have to eat like 1,500. You have to eat 1,000.
You gotta fucking stop eating. You just can't eat, and it sucks. I hate it. I love to fucking eat, but I didn't. But I didn't want to have the second I was looking in the mirror and my gut. I saw the crease where the roll started. That's when the fucking alarm went off. That's it. I gotta fucking stop eating.
The What Show. TheWhatShow.com. They're live 9:30 to 12:30 a.m. every Friday night.
Aren't they trying to make little gardens on blocks
that have houses that were knocked down? You can put like, you know, herbs.
But just because I'm Hispanic doesn't mean I have an inclination or have any fucking clue.
Italians,
how to
yes.
Italians are good. Yes. If my grandmother and grandfather were around, maybe we could get some chickens and get a chicken coop going. But my grandparents had a rice farm and chickens.
See, DH grows his own veggies.
Oh, DH is a fucking bore.
So be sure to tune in every week to all of our shows on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
The DJ New Style Show.
Hi, everyone. This is DJ New Style, host of the DJ New Style Show, inviting you to check out the Hear Us Talk forums, the official message board of HearUsTalk.com. Discuss show topics, comment on previous episodes, talk to hosts, talk to fans, or peruse some of the bizarre images and video clips posted in our We Find Things on the Internet section. Do you like video games? What about sports? Are you into MMA? Do you like crappy music? Do you like broads? Wait, oh, of course not, but are you sexually attracted to women? Wait, still no? Okay, well, maybe you should pass the link on to a friend. HearUsTalk.com/forum. What I'm saying in a nutshell is that there's something for everyone in the Hear Us Talk forums. Go to HearUsTalk.com/forum, and if it's not there, and it should be, post it. HearUsTalk.com/forum. The DJ New Style Show has a brand new Facebook fan page. Thank you for deleting the old one, Frank, you incompetent asshole. The new one is facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. That's facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. Congratulations, Frank, on being so technically inept that you made us add the word the. facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow.
Hey, this is Mike from Queens, and you're listening to the DJ New Style Show because you're pathetic. If you want to know what real men do, get in your underwear, get on the PlayStation Network, and eat microwavable foods.
Gonna roll and get bigger as I pick up some things. Okay, welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. And also big proponents of video conferencing. Now, Frank, when I say video conferencing, what is it that you think of?
There's only one thing I think of, and that's ICU2.
I absolutely think of ICU2 every time. I want to see people's faces, and I want to interact from anywhere that I am in the world. I go to ICU, the number 2.com. Anytime that I get a new computer, I go there, I go to that website, and I download it because it's free to try. ICU2.com, Frank. You can connect to thousands of people instantly. And unlike some of the other sites, some of those other latecomers and Me Toos, ICU2 doesn't cripple your user experience. They let you watch as many live streams as you want. You can send and receive as many private messages as you want. Some people do limit that, believe it or not. And more importantly, you chat the way you want. ICU2 embeds a little screenshot of the person's face whenever they type a message. So if they type ha-ha and they're fucking stone-faced, you know they're a cocksucker right away. You don't have to open their cam. You don't have to do anything. You see their fucking face right next to what they fucking typed. That's ICU2.com. Try it today. And let them know that you heard about them on Hear Us Talk. Frank, what do you say about that? That's it. Thank you very much. And if you don't have a cam, it's okay. Believe me. You can just watch the people. You can just, you could be a voyeur and just sit in the fucking cut, post up, and look at some bitches. ICU2. That's ICU2.com. They've been very good to us, by the way. Hopefully a lot of you are checking out their service. It's pretty goddamn interesting. It's unlike any of the other sites that are out there. They've been doing it for a while. ICU2, good shit, Frank. Good.
So they're pioneers.
They are. There are a lot of latecomers. And as I said, people that say, oh, me too. I want in on this video shit. And ICU2 just took a nice diarrhea shit on all of them. And they continue to succeed. ICU2.
Do you have your air conditioning on?
Why are you asking me this?
Because I want to know. I need to know.
Yeah, we've had it on for like a week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Did you not have it on? What, you still don't have it on?
I don't think it's on at the moment. We had it on yesterday. I don't think it's on now.
Well, I'm guessing you didn't have it on because I saw a tweet that said, I don't give a fuck if you're hot. I pay the fucking bills. Get the fuck out if you don't like it. And you know where I saw that, Frank? I saw that on your Twitter. Right about the time your sister-in-law was there with her family. So, now, why would you write something like that?
Well, you know what? It was Saturday was a nice day out. I don't know if you remember. It wasn't humid. It was a nice breeze. It was very enjoyable weather. And, you know, in order to make the company happy, we had to put the goddamn air on.
Well, what were they saying to you?
They were hot, you know? And
did they say, oh, fuck it, uncomfortable in here? Or did they say, hey, could you please turn the air conditioning on? It's kind of hot.
I don't think they said anything, but you could just tell, and so my wife put it on.
How would you know? Because you were downstairs, and when you weren't downstairs, you were eating a plate of pie in the goddamn bathroom. How would you know, Frank?
It was delicious pasta salad, which a lot of people don't realize that you don't like cold pasta salad.
I don't. But you know what, Frank? The thing is, you're being pig-headed with this. You think that they caused some big issue, and now Donna was forced to put it on. But you don't know how they asked because you were downstairs. All you did was hear the fucking AC kick on. And you said, "God, I don't care if you're hot."
You know, we'll see when you start paying the bills, my friend.
I am paying the bills.
Yeah, but you're not paying the real bills.
I'm paying the bills, Frank. Whether or not I'm there, the shit is still on. Do you understand? Oh, God damn it.
God help me.
So what I'm saying is, Frank, stop being so fucking just cheap. Just turn the fucking AC on. The minute you see 80 plus, the fucking AC needs to come on. I know there was a few years ago they had an ad campaign to try and save energy where they said 78 is great. 78 is fucking terrible.
Yeah, I'm surprised you feel this way because you grew up without air conditioning.
I did. And now
how'd you survive?
I don't know. You know what it was? A lot of nights sleeping on top of the covers, flipping the pillow every fucking 10 minutes to try and have something cool to put on your fucking head.
You ever complain to your
parents? And having your sack stick to both legs.
Did you ever, when you were young, do you remember complaining to your parents saying, why don't we have air conditioning?
My fucking sack was like the crotch of hammer pants. It was just stuck to each leg. Yeah, I did complain, but I didn't know if there was anything we could even do about it. Like, they would make, you know, they would say, well, we're not getting it. Whatever. So, I just live with it. We open up fucking windows. You put a box fan in the room and just recirculate the same fucking sweat air. And that was the best he could do. And then eventually they broke down and got it. I think we got a pool and central air within like 2 years. And at that point I stopped going outside. Like once you get cool air and then you go outside, it's like it's too fucking hot and the world is just too hot.
Do you prefer to stay inside in the central air or to go swimming?
Oh, definitely stay inside.
Yeah,
it's a regulated temperature. You're used to it. It's comfortable. And I understand there's the whole thing of, oh, you get really hot, you stay outside, and you work up a sweat, maybe you walk around the block or do some yard work, and then you jump in that pool and just really nice and cool. And then all of a sudden it's fucking freezing and your dick shrivels. And it's just not, you know what, I'd prefer to just be maintained at like 75, 74 if we want to splurge. When you set your AC, Frank, what is your preferred temperature?
72, 74.
That okay. 72 is nice, believe me. At work, they set it to 80. They set it to fucking 80. And the answer I got was that, well, you know, the older lady, she can't be in AC. I said, well, okay, after 65, she shouldn't be in a fucking office. I'm sorry. We can't be going around and catering to these fucking people that if they're chilly, they can just put a fucking sweater on themselves. And it's continuous with this. And I know I've complained about this over and fucking over again. But how many times do I have to sweat my fucking balls off? At work, they've instituted a policy of if we have guests or visitors, you know, our relaxed dress code should be more like business casual. You dress like you maybe...
Right, because you dress like a slob when you're at work.
I wear a collared shirt, I wear jeans, and I wear sneakers.
It's and you wear your brown sneakers.
I wear my brown New Balance.
And I'm sure you wear your undershirt like an 8-year-old, right?
My brown New Balance sneakers, which are beat up now.
They're zip-zees.
And you can see the fucking sole is all completely worn out. And there's a little part right here where at the bottom where the fucking rubber is shown through. And you call them Zip Z's or whatever, but it's New Balance. It's a fucking N. And I don't know why you call them Zip Z's.
When I was a kid, there was a sneaker called Zips.
Okay, let me rephrase. I'm aware of Zips.
Oh, you heard of them?
I have. I heard them in a rap by the Fresh Prince where he was upset with his parents' shoe choice because he asked them for Adidas. But she bought him Zips. Thank you. New Balance sneakers. That's what I wear to work. But so we had visitors in, and they're going to be there for the whole week. So I've started wearing normal clothes. I actually bought pants because I've been wearing nothing but jeans so long that my regular pants have dwindled down to one pair that I wear whenever I have to not wear jeans.
Well, my pants have dwindled down to one pair as well, but that's the only reason because they can't fit into any other ones.
Well, yeah, I drop food on myself. I'm very apathetic to stains right now.
What do you mean by apathetic?
I really don't care about a stain. I used to be very obsessed with like, oh, God, I have a coffee drip on this or that. I look at it, I'm like, you know, they'll probably think I got it this morning. As I age, I am becoming more of a fucking slob. And that's okay. I'm fine with it.
You know, I noticed that I was getting a lot. I noticed a lot of my shirts had stains on them, and it was because I was eating in my. I realized it was because I was eating in my car, and the stuff would drip onto my shirt. So what I do now is instead of if I have a sandwich or something, instead of eating it over, you know, I'll just like take a bite. I'll lean over on the passenger side and just take a quick bite, and then start driving.
So that's why there's all shredded lettuce on that
exactly.
side.
That's why they're shredded lettuce over there.
It looks like the red Subway tiles on the floor of a buffet. Just fucking terrible. So you lean over while driving to center your bite over the passenger
right.
seat?
Right.
Aren't you worried that like you're going to hit something because you're leaning turning the wheel slightly?
I'm a cautious driver and I'm very...
You're inattentive. You are very inattentive.
I'm a very defensive driver.
You frequently slam on the brakes... You frequently swerve. You are inattentive, Frank, and it's not good. You text while driving. You're not a good driver, number one. Number two, you text while driving. You do. You can't say no, you don't, because you fucking do.
What do you have to say
for yourself?
I'm not going to sit here and act as though it's something to be proud of.
You know
of.
What? I'm sorry. Rex Dart in the Heroes Talk room right here, he has a great idea. Instead of you actually going and leaning over so that your shit falls onto the passenger seat, why don't you just get, like, a fucking bib, a full-body bib like they give you when you go to the dentist for the x-ray? Just down to cover your fucking crotch area and your tits and your fucking your neck and
I don't
shit.
I don't have tits.
Well, you're fucking your chest and all.
Right, maybe you got tits. I don't have tits.
I don't have tits. But what I'm saying is you cover your chest and crotch, and then you don't have to worry about spills. You throw a fucking... A little plastic thing, like you're on the Maid of the Mist with a plastic hood. Would you ever consider doing that rather than leaning over and taking a little bite? And Frank, I gotta tell, why are you sending me emoticons with lipstick kisses on them?
I didn't.
We're using Skype, and you just wrote test, and I said okay, I see it. And the next thing you wrote was a smiley face that was pursing its lips to show that you're sending me fucking animated kiss gifts.
I was playing with the animantrons. What do you call them? Animons?
Emoticons.
Animoticons?
Emoticons? Emoticons.
I was playing with the emoticons, and I just willy-nilly picked a couple. I wasn't even paying attention.
Well, let's see how easy it is to accidentally click the kiss one. Oh, I click on it. I see all of the emoticons. I see the smile, the frown, the big beaming smile. And then I see the one with closed eyes and red fucking kiss lips. What the fuck would cause you to send that to another guy?
I was just playing around. I wanted to see what would happen, because when you see it, you don't see it happening like that. So I wanted to see it happen there.
Oh, okay. Well, so were you able to get along? I'm going back, Frank. I gotta go. We deviated from this, and I'm very interested in this. Were you able to make any progress with your sister-in-law?
No. There was no talking.
I mean, this was the momentous event of your daughter's first communion.
Right, and that's like, I understand I don't understand why they call it the first Holy Communion, because it's your only Holy Communion.
What are you talking?
You only make one communion, so it's always your. Why it's redundant to say it's your
first
communion.
Hold on. You only make one. What do you make it every time you go? Whenever you get the Eucharist, it's the communion. Every time, Frank, it's called communion. So it's your first.
What are you talking about? She only makes one communion.
Oh my God, you're an idiot.
So why would they call it the
you
first
Holy? You're an idiot.
But it's there's only one communion. There's only one. You only make communion one time.
Every week you make one time. You're right. Every time you get the Eucharist and or the blood or the wine, that is communion.
Are you saying that the reason they call it the first Holy Communion is because it's the first time the kid gets the wafer?
Yes!
Holy shit. I didn't know
there's a lot
that.
You don't know about church, I bet, right?
You
don't really pay attention, do you?
You know what? I went to church as a kid, and I was bored out of my mind. I would just sit there and daydream.
I'm right with you. My mom would always tell me that when I was at church, I would take the fucking books that they had and build, like, use them as blocks. And occasionally they fell down, and then after that, my mom told me not to do
that
anymore.
Well, you would go to – I mean, you would make it a weekly event of going to church with your family.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I realized that the only reason you went was to get a free breakfast afterwards.
Not really, because even if I don't go, I still go to breakfast.
Oh.
The thing about it, Frank, there's a lot of things that – and you are Catholic – let's clear that up.
I'm Roman Catholic. You know how they say Roman Catholic?
Yeah.
There's only one Catholic. Is there non-Roman Catholic? Are there people who are Catholic or not Roman?
I don't know. I mean, like, what about, like, the Catholics in Africa? Is that a different flavor of Catholicism?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't want to single anybody out, but at church, it's very easy to notice when there's an African-American in attendance. They do. They tend to stand out where I'm from, and I have to. Like, I've always fantasized about what it would be like to go and experience church in a black church. Do you know where I'm going with? I'm not trying to be aggressive here or racist or anything like that. I only know from TV. There's a lot of singing. A lot of just shouting praise.
I think it's
dancing
very entertaining.
In the aisles and fucking throwing hats and shit.
But I wonder if it's really like that, or if it's just on TV like that.
I think that it's a very clever advertisement that they let that out there.
Would you ever go to a church and experience that?
Yeah, I think I would. I definitely will before I die. I absolutely will. I just want to see what the fuss is about. Or is it such that, do you think, Frank, when they see someone that isn't of their community walk in, they maybe tone it down or play it up to keep the rumor going? Do you think it's a show to let people think, like, oh, well, yeah, you do your thing, but we have fun? Is that what it is? Because what I was saying before, when I see a black person in my Catholic church, I just can't help but think, God, you chose this? Like, you have fucking barbecues. There are people doing fucking backflips down the center aisle. Like, I just picture a fucking just a crazy, insane time built around the idea of God.
The Catholic Church ceremony is It's
amen. It's, I said amen. Sorry, I'm just practicing, Frank. So, what about the Catholic Church?
It's a very
praise his name. I'm sorry, Frank. Please continue.
The Catholic Church ceremony.
Yes, no. Continue. I'm done. I swear to God, I'm done. I swear to God, Frank. Continue.
The Catholic.
I swear to Jesus, I'm done. All right, Frank. The Catholic Church, the ceremony really is pretty robotic.
Yes.
And it's a series of instructions, if you think about
right.
it. Right. If you look at it and you zoom out and you take yourself out of the repetition that you've experienced your entire life, it really is just a collection of people repeating after one person.
They tell you what to say.
Reciting the whole thing.
You know, after this, say, thanks be to Lord or whatever the hell it is. All right, don't tell me what to say. I'll say whatever I feel like saying. If I want to say thanks be to the Lord, I'll say it. If I want to say hallelujah, I'll say it. If I want to say praise the Lord, I'll say it. Don't tell me to say thanks be to the Lord.
People would look at you like some kind of a possessed demon if all of a sudden at the quiet Catholic church you said anything that wasn't in time with everybody.
And you could tell the I like to watch people to see if when they're doing the prayers, who are the ones that are mouthing it, who are just sitting there. You could tell the kids who didn't pay attention to CCD are the ones who were not saying the prayer.
There's always someone that's getting the words wrong. You can hear them. And then you look, and someone in your row is just going through the motions. They're standing there. They're kneeling. They're sitting, standing, kneeling, sitting. And occasionally you'll hear someone that's just so fucking fed up that they just, how many fingers are supposed to do this? And then they sit there and they're done. Like, oh, no, I said it. I said it already. They just motor through the words that they've recited who knows how many times.
I only found out this week what there's a sign. In addition to the sign of the cross, there's something else where you touch your nose.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Forehead, your chin, and your throat. And I never knew what the hell they were doing.
We're kind of isolating a lot of the non-Catholics, but what happens that's okay. What happens is, When they get to a certain part of the ceremony of the Mass, there's another, instead of just the sign of the cross, which is what you do, it's kind of like turning the light switch on and then turning it off. Like, but when you do it, you do it, and when you're done doing it, you do it again. Instead of that, you have to do a whole other thing when they talk about the gospel. And I guess, Frank, you didn't know what it was.
I didn't know what the heck that was.
You touch your forehead, your chin, and your heart.
39 years, I didn't know what it was until my wife told me.
It looks like somebody just doing a little fucking circle, loop-de-loop on each thing.
Yeah,
but it's really just a tiny sign of the cross. You're listening to Catholic Radio with Brother Ken and Monsignor Fuckface.
And I said to myself, I was watching, there was kids in the choir, and I would say to myself, what would possess an adolescent boy to be in the church choir?
It's fucking embarrassing. And when you see, and not only that, the altar boys, when they're like around 14, 15, they're wearing that white robe, and then you can still see their fucking their Adidas pants and their fucking their Air Force Ones. When you see somebody wearing Bapes holding a fucking candle or some shit, it's you know, just fucking.
Were you ever an altar boy?
Never. I didn't want to.
Yeah,
didn't,
like, I remember,
it feels like a job that you don't get paid for.
I always you know, found it fascinating that you could go in the back room there and ring that little bell.
A bell in the back. Oh, what, like in the my church doesn't have a bell tower.
No. During the ceremony, isn't there a point where a bell rings? Somebody rings a bell.
Thank you for explaining how a bell sounds, because now it's perfectly clear which bell is ringing. How did it go again, Frank?
Ding.
Oh yeah, I remember now. Yeah, that's what that was. You ever see a priest get snippy with one of the altar boys? Like, he didn't clean out the fucking glass enough.
No, I haven't, but I've seen a priest reprimand people. I you know, the priest who married me, you know, was convicted of child molestation.
Yeah, I mean, it's a widespread thing. And at this point, it's like people don't even give a shit. Like, it was a shocking thing when you first started hearing about it, but now it's almost like, he's a priest. What are you going to do?
So whenever I got to... What's
he going to do? He puts on a different color robe every other month.
This is horrible for me to say, and God, I apologize. But like when I look at a priest now, I just wonder if he's gay or not.
I mean,
it's the first thing that comes to my mind is this guy gay?
You know what? You're absolutely right. Why choose this lifestyle? Why? I mean, it was a shelter for people that couldn't come to terms with being gay back in the day.
Absolutely.
And there are how many young priests do you see? I mean, is this a legitimate calling for a lot of people? Probably not. There are people that probably feel compelled to do it. But I think, by and large, a lot of them are fucking gay. And again, not like...
Gay.
And RexStart936 says that I know too much about the subject. I mean, every week I'm at church, you know, for like how long? I mean, granted, I miss a lot more now, but when, you know, I was under my parents' rule, I would go there. And you notice, you look around. You don't, after the 15th time, when you memorize the fucking mass and something different happens, like, whoa, I haven't heard that before. Why is the guy singing this part of the mass? That's different. That's not what we do at this church. Whenever you get a new fucking priest and he does something slightly different, people rebel against it. Like it's their one fucking way to protest.
And also another sign of a lazy parishioner are those who rest their ass on the pew when they're supposed to be kneeling.
Well,
are lazy people.
So you're saying you don't do that?
I don't rest my ass.
I would say.
Don't get me wrong. I want to. I would love to. But I realize
forever and ever. Frank, I would say more people sit kneel than just kneel.
Are you so you sit kneel? Are you saying that?
I definitely sit kneel.
Do you feel ashamed that you're doing it?
No,
do you feel embarrassed?
And you know what? And I don't even hide my fucking desire to leave. I don't. What's going to happen to me? What could possibly happen? I'm there. I'm kneeling. And those fucking – and you know what? You want me to kneel perfectly? Why don't you fix the fucking kneelers? Most every kneeler I've ever seen – has got like fucking broken down padding, exposed wood. The ones that at our church that we sit every fucking week, we have to sit in a certain spot and we know where it is. Rather than complain to get it fixed, we dodge exposed fucking nails. So it's great when you see someone that hasn't ever sat there before kneel down and like, my knee!
Were you the kind
I kneeled on a nail!
Were you the kind of family who would have to, you know, would you sit on the end or would you go in the middle of the pew?
Well, we go with my grandmother, who's in a wheelchair, so we sit on the end.
I see.
So that's that. There goes that.
Well, okay.
There goes that, Frankie boy. So you're telling me you kneel.
I kneel. Now, believe me, I go to church once every couple of years, but I kneel. Because it's you know, it's don't get me wrong. I want to put my ass in that pew, believe me.
Let me ask you something, Frank.
But the way
let me ask you something.
Let me just read the way the pew and the kneeler are designed. It needs to be corrected because the kneeler is too lined up with the back of the pew in front of you.
Yeah,
there needs
you're right.
to be a little bit of space so you can lean forward.
You know what? You're 100% right. I've seen pews with detached kneelers that you could move anywhere. But oh God, I can't help it, Jesus. Amen. By and large, most of the kneelers come down, and if you were to properly kneel, and this is probably the reason I sit kneel, your dick is rubbing against the book holder. I gotta put my goddamn dick on the missalette, whatever it is. So I don't disrespect the holy books that they purchase every
holy
month.
Holy diver.
Yeah. Okay, deal. And you're right. They should be moved back just a little bit. Now, Frank, someone brought up the idea of padded pews, seats with padding.
I've never been to a padded pew.
Would you prefer that? Let me tell you why I don't.
Let me tell you why I don't prefer that. Because when you have padded seats, it is nothing but an invitation for debris and germs and farts that get stuck in the fabric there.
Yeah.
At least with the wooden pew, you know, that fart's going to be fucking just bouncing off that wood. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be stuck in that cushion. And stains, you know. What if somebody pisses it by accident? Like somebody accidentally pees, like Poppy or something, you know?
Yeah, now picture this, Frank. Look at the kneelers. Most of them have padding. Look how broken down and ripped that padding is. Now imagine an ass being sat on that for an hour. And think about this also. Who goes to church? The people who are in need of fucking blessings, by and large, go to church. These are people with ass diseases. These are people who have no control over their bowels. God, you know, God bless them. I don't need that spilling into something, some fucking germ sponge that'll sluice out. I'd like to know that the pews are wood and they could be sprayed down and wiped clean. That's why I don't want a padded thing. And it's going to break down, and you're going to see the padding. Eventually, it's going to be bare wood. And no one's going to fucking do anything about it.
There's something rustic. I don't know if rustic is the right word, but there's something that a wooden pew is. It just seems to be more appropriate. I don't know.
It's the pain. And you know what? You don't want to be too comfortable, Frank. You don't want to be too comfortable. This person is basically telling you everything that you're into is probably the key to your eternal damnation. They teach you in catechism, is it? CCD?
Did you go to catechism?
I did. Everybody.
Catechism is what the Catholic kids who don't go to Catholic school, they have to go to catechism.
Yeah.
For me, it was on a Saturday morning from 11:30 to 1.
Saturday, wow. And then you had to go back to the church the next day.
The next day.
We lumped it in all one day. It was fantastic. But what they would tell you is that not only the sins that you've heard about before this, they still apply. But now all those fun things that you're into, they're part of the occult. And they're very, very sinful. And you should not do them. Or keep doing them if you want to go to hell. And also, Frank, cranking off. No good. No good. We had to go to a retreat for our confirmation. And they went off about everything that a teenager would want to do. Drugs is bad. Okay, great. I hear that everywhere. Drinking, it's not good. It's a sin. Well, yeah, I know. Drinking, it could be fun, but yeah, long-term effects, whatever. And masturbation is so selfish, and it's a waste of the divine seed. And I don't want to hear the fucking seed from you. I don't want to hear this.
When I was in eighth
grade. Selfish? Of course it's fucking selfish. I'm humping some device I crafted out of slippery fucking fabrics just to get... Just because I need to be selfish at this point in my life.
When I was in eighth grade, the priest, I went to confession, and it was the year of you make a confirmation when you're in eighth grade.
Yeah.
And the priest asked me if I fool with purity. And I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about.
Again, Frank, I'm going to call back to the very beginning of the show when you tried to find out if I had pubes in sixth grade. That is what the priest was doing. He was fishing very, very undercover to find out if you're jerking off.
He said to me, "Do you fool with purity?" And I said, "What? I don't understand." He says, "Do you touch it?"
Oh, Jesus.
I said, "Do I touch what?"
And then all of a sudden he goes, "Come on!" And he made the little fist motion. Do you jerk off or what, you fuck?
I mean, could I, you know, thinking back...
Jesus Christ, do you fucking tug it or what? Have you ever jacked off?
Thinking back,
Frankie, do you ever beat off? Do you ever beat off into your socks, Frankie, and leave a crispy sock for your mother? You ever do that? You gotta confess. You gotta confess your sins. Have you ever fooled with purity?
Was that something that he said? Was that inappropriate what he said? Could I have, you know, made a fuss, a stink about that?
And what year was it, you think?
It was 1984.
Nope. You wouldn't have been able to. You would have told your parents, and they would have said, "But he's a priest!" They had that respect of, installed authority. Cops, you know, politicians, firemen, and priests. These are the other adults you should trust. Listen to your mother and father, But then there's this other group of installed sources of authority. You should just trust them. So when a priest asks you if you've fooled with purity, he's just trying to find out if you're going to be damned and tell you how many times you need to repeat something that you say every week anyway. Because that'll make it go away. Repeating words is the way to undo sin. If I say a prayer 15 times, then, you know, it's just, that's currency for evil acts. It really does seem a little bit weird. It's like we're casting spells.
There used to be a thing where you couldn't receive communion if you didn't go to confession. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, but you know what?
But now they don't. Now they ease that. Now it's just as long
as nobody goes to confession. It's fucking creepy to go to confession because they have three types. They have the one where it's like an open room, but there's just a hanging screen. They have the one where it's a full booth and there's a little slidey door. And then, Frank, the most dreaded confession of all. Two folding chairs facing each other.
Have you ever done that?
One with the priest and one with you. Yes, I have. Yes, I have, because I was convinced. As a child, I called some inappropriate phone numbers, Frank.
Oh, can you tell a story or no?
Yeah, I don't mind. I called some sex phone lines just to see what was up as a kid. Maybe 11, maybe 9. I don't even know. And I think I was 10 years old. And all of a sudden, it said it was toll free. I saw it was toll free. I stayed up real late. You see the commercials. It says toll free. It's like an 800 number that routes you to a 900 number that routes you to like Guam or something. So your phone bill is just fucking ridiculous. But you think you're calling a 1-800 number. So a month of that, doing that, checking it out and seeing what is what. And then the phone bill comes in. Now, my mom is furious. And she says that this is a sin and you should confess your sin. So I go to confession. Did I get the booth? Did I get the hangy screen one? There's two lines. We don't have booths in our church. I got in the line. I didn't know. It's sitting face to face with the priest. And he's like, what is it you have to confess? I yelled at my sister. My mom made meatloaf. I said it was garbage. I called sex lines in Guam for like 30 days straight. Racked up a big phone bill.
I see.
Wait a second. Your mother made you go to confession?
Yes. And all this guy could say is, I see. I see. And nothing ever came out about that guy. So I don't really know if he was reaching for anything, but he said, well, what I need you to do is say 15 Our Fathers and 15 Hail Marys, and your sin will be absolved. Go in peace. And then I left, and I didn't say him. I said maybe two or three, and I'm like, okay, whatever. Fuck.
Oh, so you didn't tell him what happened then?
I told him I called the fucking things.
How long did it take you to admit to your parents that you did that? Did you deny it?
It's of course you deny it. I'm not some fucking.
When did you realize the jig was up?
The minute they started reading the numbers back to me. Now, Frank, you know that these numbers aren't just like 8729415. It's like eat tits. It's like 1-800 hot cunt or something. So it's on the phone bill. They're like, oh, what is this $57 charge to French Indochina? They call back. It's like, oh, that's 1-800 blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, okay, well, what is that? It's 1-800 hot cunt. It's easy to find out. And, of course, they're going to just say, do you have anything that you need to tell me? No. I'm going to ask you again, and you should really think about what you're going to say. Now I'm like, oh, fuck. What do they know about? What do they know about? I'm like, well, this is my thought process. First of all, they can't know about the toll-free numbers. There's no way. It's clean. It's completely free. Anything with the phone? I know. I'm like, well, I think I did some prank calls. Yeah, okay. Tell me about the prank calls. What did you call? I just dialed some numbers and did you dial? And they showed me, and they put a finger on the number on the fucking paper, and I'm mortified. Just didn't know what to say. Didn't know what. It's just a shell shocking fucking experience. And then the end of it. I'm sorry. I gotta close your fucking IM because I can't look at this fucking kissy face, fucking smile. And then to be told that I have to tell this, not after getting it out there, telling them everything that I did, the numbers I called, the charges I've incurred, and them telling me that it was not free, don't do it again, never did it again. And like, I think I'm okay. And I said, well, you should really confess this. My mom really wanted me to confess this to church. That was the problem. That's where I was just fucking in shock. But I got off. I didn't get molested. I had to say a couple Our Father's Hail Marys, and I'm all good. But I didn't even say those. Yeah. What are you going to do? What are you going to do, Frank? I mean, and nothing like that has ever happened to you. You've never gotten caught in any kind of a sexual thing. And by the way, any kids that happen to get this fucking MP3 in whatever year it is, let's say 10 years from initial broadcast, you somehow come across this, find a way to play it. We had to call phone numbers to get stuff because we didn't have, if our parents didn't have magazines or videos, sometimes you would see ads for numbers that you could call to hear pre-recorded stories. They were always terrible. I wish I could get some, but, you know, I can't fucking find any to play. It would be great, but that's, are you eating something?
No, I have to kill it. I'm getting some tissues out.
Frank, this isn't that hot of a story.
No, I have to kill it. There's a spider on the floor, so I was killing the spider.
We would call phone numbers to hear about sex. Now you can just go in Google and type tits or whatever in...
Do you just type tits just now into the computer?
No, but I could. I'm of age. I'm allowed to do this. Anyway, Frank, you know, enough of that. Enough of that and sacred bonds and promises. Let's go over to another promise, Frank. One you made yourself that you haven't been able to keep up with. Do you know what I'm talking about? Frank, is there anything that you need to tell me? Think long and hard before you respond to me.
I think we should not do what we're going to do.
I disagree.
Because I think it's pretty much set up that it's not going to happen. So what's the point of continuing?
Frank! Get the scale!
All right, hold on a second.
Okay. Now, what we're doing here, if you're new to the show, if you've downloaded this for the first time and you haven't heard the previous 12 episodes, Frank has promised himself to lose 20 pounds by his 40th birthday. Initially, he had chosen to lose 40 pounds before his 40th birthday because he was disgusted with himself. He wanted to improve, but he realized that was too much for him. He cut it down to 20. Here we are, week 12. Now, what happened so far in this whole thing we call 20 by 40? We're 12 weeks in. He started at 216, 220, 221, 220, 216, 223, 216, 225, 219 for 2 weeks in a row. Then he dropped a pound to 218, felt pretty good. And last week, 219 again. So after 12 weeks of trying to lose weight, Frank has gained 3 pounds. And he's been weighing in ass naked every single week, except for whenever Barb is there, because he's ashamed that she will see his perfectly straight gray pubes. Frank, are you there still? Are you there? No. Oh, he's getting the scale. Frank is getting the scale, and he will be weighing in. Now, Frank is turning 40 years old very soon, in June, as a matter of fact, and we're planning some kind of an event. We don't know exactly where it's going to be, but we do know it'll be in the great state of New Jersey in the early part of June. Details to come very, very soon. Now, 34 days left, Frank. You've just over a month to go.
It's not going to happen.
And you've already given up hope. Have you disrobed?
I'm in the process of stripping now.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Sleep shirt just... That's how it sounds like when you're pulling off a fucking shingle off of tar. Is there a witness among us, Frank?
Yes.
Can the witness please say hello?
Say hello.
Hi.
She sounds very into this. So, here we are, Frank. You're disrobing?
I'm on the scale.
Oh, Frankie's on the scale. Can you give the microphone to Donna?
Sonny.
Hold on! What are you doing? God damn it. Well, we had guesses of 219, 222, 228. Rex Start says 220. Walter Subcheck says 220. And everybody else who heard that is saying 220. Frank, what is the official weight for this week?
220.
220 pounds. So you gained another pound. Very good. Good job, Frank. You're gaining 20 by 20, or 20 by 40, right?
Whatever.
Why is your heart not in this?
Because it's something else it's just something that, you know, it's a fail. You don't like, I don't know.
You're up 4 pounds from when you started. Do you think you can get down to 216?
Pardon?
We need a twit pick of the scale, by the way.
I already got off of it.
Well, you should get back on it. Do you think that you can get back down to your starting weight?
That's my goal. Goal is to get...
zero by 40. Your goal is fucking zero by 40 now. Holy shit. So your goal overall should have been stated as, I want to stay this weight. I'm so disgusted with myself that I wish I could stay this weight until by the time I'm 40.
Oh, shit.
Wow. You don't think you're going to do it, do you?
We
had Chris from Best in Show getting pumped up. He was going to give you a shake recipe.
Yeah, I never heard from him.
You never got back to him. You never.
I sent him a text that says, let's go. Whatever.
I don't know. You know what? I'd like to get some listener reactions. If you want to call the show, 316-768-
Oh, so they start shitting on me now?
4472. No, these people actually care about you, Frank. They really do. And as much as they'll laugh and they'll say, oh, there he goes again, I think deep down these people share my desire for you to actually be healthy. I really do want you to lead a healthy life and not fucking keel over because you have hypertension.
And the end of every episode has to end with these speeches, and it's getting old.
Well, maybe if you did something and lost some fucking weight, I could give you fucking congratulatory speeches. But for now, since you decided fries are good and Applebee's burgers are fucking suitable for lunch, then maybe now you have to hear me say, I don't want you to die.
That was a combo, by the way.
I'm sorry, what?
That was that was my breakfast and lunch together.
That's not good. You know that's not good. And you know what? You should just not eat. Just don't eat. Fuck it. Stop eating. Why can't you do that? You drink diet soda. There's no calories there. Why don't you just start eating ice?
I can't concentrate.
Look for zero-calorie foods. Just fill the stomach up.
I can't concentrate unless I'm full.
Pull the plush out of some of your kids' stuffed animals and just put that on fucking wasabi bread. With garlic. I don't know. I don't know, Frank. I mean, people are suggesting that do fucking massive amounts of cocaine. Oh, Vanilla Tits is here. He's from Chat Roulette. He was somebody that actually caught one of the shows that I did when you weren't around. And I want to say what's up to Vanilla Tits, and thank you for coming out. I believe he's Ustreamer 4448, whatever. At HeroesTalk.com.
By the way, I broke my cherry last week. At a place.
Hold on, you broke your cherry?
Yeah.
Which cherry are you referring to?
I went to a delicious place called Cracker Barrel.
Oh, yeah. Have
you ever heard of this?
Bastion of healthy food.
It's an old country. It's a country-esque, nice rustic country breakfast.
What did you have there, Frank?
I had French toasts with thick bacons, And
did you have grits? Did you
eggs? I did not eat grits. No.
Why didn't you eat grits?
I didn't count my breakfast.
But you obviously had biscuits because you were at Cracker Barrel. You had to have biscuits.
No, I didn't have biscuits. I had French toast, eggs, and bacon.
Yeah, you did pluralize bacon before. You said bacons.
Yeah, I realized I made a mistake. Hmm.
So you had French toast, bacon, eggs, and what to drink? Coffee?
Actually, I had a diet beverage.
What did you think of Cracker Barrel? Because I remember we went to try.
I loved it. It was the first time I actually tipped the waitress over 20%.
Whoa, you really did? Was that an accident?
Well, you know what it is? When you have a check that's less than $10, you feel awkward just tipping a dollar. I feel that when you have I feel that when your check is low, that you are compelled to tip more because in order to compensate for the low check. Do you feel that way?
If it's really good, yeah. But I'll still always go by the 20%. I mean, I always go by tips are gratuity. They are a sign of a job well done. You know, this weekend at Home Depot, Frank, do you ever go to Home Depot or a store where they have employees that load shit into your car?
Uh-huh.
They kind of wait around a little bit. And I felt they made me feel like I'm an asshole for not giving them a couple bucks. But their specific job is loading. That is their job. They don't work the cashier half the day. They are called back and forth to cars to load shit in. That's what they get paid for. And I didn't tip them. And I heard them go, fucking figures. That's what as they walked, fucking figures. And they did go the extra mile, but I just didn't have any cash. And I wasn't gonna fucking go to an ATM to tip these guys a couple bucks. I don't know. So you liked it so much, you tipped more than 20%. What did you tip her?
21%.
Oh, wow. Way to go, fucking Donald Trump. Really, really just going above
and
beyond.
I mean, she was very attentive, good bedside manner. Do you like when people say to you, enjoy your breakfast? Or do you like when people say that, enjoy?
Yeah, if it's not sarcastic. Like, if I order something and it comes out bad and they go, hey, enjoy. Like it's supposed to be a joke, I don't like that. But if it's genuine, they say, enjoy your food. Enjoy. Enjoy. Let me know if you need anything. Yeah, I like that. I like when people are nice about that. But it depends on the way they say it, and it depends where their hands are too. Do you ever notice where people keep their hands when they say nice things?
No.
If they keep their hands down, that bothers me. They should like do some kind of sweeping hand motion. Like, oh, it's good. Wait, slide it from fucking right to left, like as if they're throwing a frisbee in slow motion. Enjoy. They should do that. If they just stand there, like, arms to the sides, they don't fucking mean it. They're just going through the goddamn motions.
Remember that time when we went to that
That's
restaurant?
Right, Rex Dart. The Vanna White move. You've just revealed a fucking pee or a jet ski as a prize. And now you go from right to left very slow. Enjoy!
That's exactly it.
Go ahead.
That time that we had the strawberry experience.
Yeah, yeah. You forced me into a strawberry experience.
No.
You raped me. Yeah, that is what rape is. Rape is Mexican moving men going over your fucking lawn with wheels and your friend ordering the same shit as you, turning this casual discussion into a gay date. That's what rape is. But I do remember it, yes.
Well, remember you saw the waitress actually roll her eyes at me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you know what I said to her? You remember when I addressed her? I said, hey, it's wrong that he ordered the same thing as me, right? And what did she say, Frank?
I don't recall.
She said, yeah. Yeah. Kind of weird.
Whatever.
It looks bad, doesn't it, that he ordered the same thing as me for dessert? And we're sitting here face to face. Yeah, it looks pretty bad. I said, looks kind of gay. She went, yeah. Yeah. And walked away. Society knows sometimes, Frank. I know that you have a keen knowledge or insight of how society should work and interaction should go. But occasionally, Frank, people know better than you. And that occasionally should be read as or heard as all the fucking time. You like to point out all these awkward moments, Frank, but I think you're often on the wrong side of them. Maybe we'll point out a few of those next week. You know what? I'm thinking, as I'm finishing up a ginger ale here, after I'm chasing my fucking Miller Lite with a ginger ale, we need to class up our act. And I think that maybe the beverages we drink during the show, Frank, maybe we should try and come up with something a little more classy for next week. And maybe make a thing of it where every week we have a new classy beverage. And we can be the true class acts of internet radio. The DJ News Style Show on HearUsTalk.com every Tuesday night, 9 to 11 p.m. Frank, I wanna put the old cap in the bottle on this one, huh?
Yeah, well, that's something that I came up with.
No, it isn't. I came up with that. So, why don't we wrap it all up? Episode 254, DJNewStyleShow.com. Download everything we've ever done. Subscribe to our podcast. Become a fan on our fan page. Tweet our tweets. Reblog our blogs. Do all that stuff. Best in Show, Thursday night, 8 to 11. The What Show, 9:30 to 12:30. All on HearUsTalk.com. Don't forget TheAwfulHour.com. Hate Us Talk and all of that. HateUsTalk.tumblr.com. Frank, is there anything that you want to say? Anything at all?
Course! You're not a friend. It could pack a real punch. I'm a fucking pear. I'm going to kick all your friends' ass. Grooves and hooves. Hey, Ken, is there anything that you'd like to say?
You're talking to a fucking sign! You're an asshole! It's a fucking snooze! Dude, I'll take a bet just to brew you I could. Fuckface! Congratulations, Jimmy Rhodes. That's what you get for being fat. Nah, I'm good. Thanks.
Give it to me, baby. Give it to me.
Go suck banana. Fuck you.